next week, and artists from over 20 remote art centres in the Northern Territory, South Australia, Western Australia and the Torres Strait Islands will flock to Sydney for the National Indigenous NAIDOC Art Fair to showcase and sell their works. Hosted by Black Markets, their renowned program will be accompanying the fair, including stalls, workshops, demonstrations, live music and dance performances. Joining us on the line to tell you more is Yuin Woman and fair curator Lindsay Urquhart. Hello.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Very exciting stuff all happening next week. And how has it been organising such a huge event?
You know what? This team of ours is tiny, but they are workhorses, I guess, is one way of describing them. They just work nonstop and they're so passionate about it. So I think that, you know, their heart's in it, and it, hence why it's called the Heart in Art. So they've just worked above and beyond to get everyone here. And now they're feeling pretty confident because everything's locked in. The artists that are travelling down with the art centres are confirmed. Their flights, books, accommodation and the professional development as well. So now it's just, you know, getting the word out there really so that people can come down and meet them.
Yeah, they're coming from all over the country. Which areas are they coming from and how remote are these areas?
They're very remote. I'm really excited to see that there's artists from the Kimberley for the first time. So we launched the event last year. And this year we've got some of the same art centres coming. So Babara from Arnhem Land, Warman Art Centre are joining us for the first time in the Kimberley, and they're offering a workshop as well. So they're ochre painting as well. So people can check that out. And that's one of my favourite regions for art. I just am thoroughly getting into it at the moment, so I'm very excited. We've also got for the first time an art centre from the Tiwi Islands who bring a wealth of knowledge with their designs, like really unique designs. They're world famous for their designs. So, yeah, lots from the Northern Territory, as you said. There's quite a few art centres from the APY lands that will be joining us again this year.
How many artists are returning this year?
So I've seen Ilawanti Ken. She's an artist from the APY lands and she's joining us again. But there's 30 artists, 2 to 3 from each art centre.
Wow. And what does it mean for like these remote artists to travel to Sydney from all over to take part in this event?
Well, it's a rare opportunity for the artists themselves to get involved. Normally they're, I guess, they like spend their time in the production phase, so they're doing the artworks. But in the various, and there are quite a few art fairs in, around Australia now, but there are very few opportunities for the artists themselves to come and check out the market. So to see the whole process for them is unbelievably rewarding. But also they are going to be participating in a professional development program. So as you can imagine, these art centres are extremely remote, so the kinds of opportunities to meet the suppliers of their works, to meet the public who are buying them, to meet other artists and collaborate potentially, to meet various, like they're actually going to the Art Gallery of New South Wales where they're going to be seeing some of the works specifically from their region and how they're cared for. They're going to be going to NITV to go behind the scenes of The Point. And a lot of the professional development was led by the artists and the art centres themselves. So when we started organising this, we didn't assume anything. We actually asked them what they were interested to do whilst they had this opportunity in Sydney. But I think last year the artists themselves got a lot out of meeting the public, just talking to them about their process, their stories behind their work, inspiration, sharing cultural knowledge and listening to also the artists, what interests, what the buyers, what interests them.
And you mentioned that, you know, they're meeting other artists. How is it for them meeting other artists when they're usually quite separated from other artists?
The laughs and the stories that were exchanged were so funny and was such a joyful time. There was quite a lot of, like they spent a lot of time together last year. So we had a 5-day professional development program. So they got to know each other very well and they enjoyed that aspect of the program, getting to meet the other artists. And this year, based on that feedback, there's actually going to be a public artwork display that the artists are going to work on this year. I don't know much of the details yet, but as the professional development was organised, it was led by the artists themselves. So this year they're going to have an opportunity to work together on a collaborative piece that will have a public outcome.
Now, last year they made about nearly $250,000 in sales at last year's event. Where did the profits go when during these sales?
So this is a rare opportunity for the public to buy art at an affordable price. The Black Markets and First Hand Solutions, who organise the event, they don't take a profit. They 100% of the profits goes back to the artists and the art centres. So it's a very good opportunity for anyone who's interested in buying, you know, their first piece of art or adding to their collection of art. There's going to be such a diverse range of things to buy, diverse price points as well. So there's going to be a lot of works on canvas. This year we've got an art workshop from the Many Hands Art Centre in the Northern Territory, which is the Namajira family. And so they've got a lot of watercolours. They can expect sculptures as well. Last year we had Urenity Altair come down for the first time, and they're coming back again this year. And their soft sculptures were a big hit with the public. They were very affordable. Also, people can expect fabrics as well. Babara Art Centre from Arnhem Land are coming back again, as well as, as I mentioned, an art centre from the Munupi Arts from Tiwi Island. So there can be, you know, if anyone's interested in fashion, they can buy fabrics with beautiful designs on them. There's going to be a lot of woven objects. So this year, for the first time, Gapawiyak is coming from the southern part of Arnhem Land. And they are going to be offering a weaving workshop. So they're going to have a lot of woven objects. There's going to be tools and weapons as well from their area. So, yeah, if anyone's interested in that. There's going to be a workshop, as I mentioned, about weaving. And four of the artists are joining together again. So artists from the APY lands who work with the Jumpy Weavers. And the artist from Gapawiyak, as well as two local artists, Annie Carleen Green and Ronnie Jordan, who are very experienced educators. And that was just a really good opportunity for the artists and the public to sit down and connect, you know, work away on making something that they can take away with them. But just having that space and opportunity to ask questions, to listen to stories, and just, yeah, sit down and connect, as I said, so... woven objects, which are some of my favourite.
Fantastic. Now, this year's theme for NAIDOC is Because of Her We Can. How is that going to play into the fair?
So a lot of the artists that are coming down are female. There are a diverse range of ages. So there's a lot of elders coming down, which is really significant. So the opportunity to learn from those ladies about their practice and what has led them to become an artist. I think just the people that are coming down, you know, they'll speak for themselves in terms of, you know, inspiring others about how they've got to where they have as leaders and elders.
Mm. For the live music, though, you have an all-female lineup as well.
Yeah. On that note, there are three very powerful young women who are just making waves at the moment on Triple J. So we're going to be performing both days. So you can check out the lineup on the Black Markets website. But for those of the public that are familiar, their names are Rebecca Hatch, me, Keisha, and Madison Lynn. And that's the first time that they've they've sung at the Black Markets, but also the Stiff Gins, who many locals who have visited the Black Markets would know and appreciate. So they're going to be there. The dancing is mostly going to be done by the women. So the opening is going to be done by Wagana Women's Dance Group, Aboriginal dancers from the Blue Mountains, Redfern Dance Company, and then the closing ceremony is going to be done by a Gamilaroi group, who I saw out at Bree Warriner, and I just had to have them down because I really, really wanted to see them again because of just the beautiful energy that they shared with the public. So but I'm really looking forward to that. We've also got cooking demonstrations from Jodie Orcher from Shared Knowledge. She's a regular on TV now, and she's an awesome educator. She's going to be doing some bush tucker demonstrations along with Annie Beryl. So, yeah, as I said, there's a lot of women that are doing amazing things. So,
happy to see them being celebrated, and especially in a place like the art fair. But Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us here today, and all the best with the fair next week.
Many thanks. I hope to see you there, and I hope you share it with your friends and family. It's going to be great.